Hello guys and welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. It's been a long time. I've been locked in a house and today I've got my boys, Stars, Fu and Danny.
Yeah, new man.
Boys, what is going on?
Yeah, we're here, man.
You seem excited, fucking hell.
We're good, man. We're here. We're happy to be here with all the boys back again.
I just want to sit here and just watch Food Talks, honest with you. My favourite activity. I'm going to be a watcher.
I hear it.
We're here today,
food,
man.
Brother.
Bro, you've been with him for 14 days, like.
You know, I came home and I'm like, I'm using, like, on my parents, like, do you get? Like, I'm using your language. And I'm like,
imagine my language.
Do you get?
Yeah, we're all saying that, though. Do you get?
It's because you think about tomorrow yesterday.
I think about tomorrow yesterday.
That's true.
What's life been like since coming out, boys?
Fast-paced.
Yeah.
In terms of just, like, putting out as much content as we can.
I heard you filmed a video yesterday and you were late to your own shoot.
Yeah, I was.
This guy's late to everything, by the way.
No.
We filmed on Tuesday, he was late. You filmed on Wednesday, you're late. Today, you said 2 p.m, you're late.
Yeah, I know.
Bro, crazy.
You know what, you need to understand, I've been locked in a house for 14 days. I have no sense of time. Time is new to me now.
Brother, so would everybody else here. We all turned up.
He was in there for like 3 days.
I knew he was going to say that.
But the sense of time is different now. But yeah, apologies. It's not like me being
here. It feels Hollywood now.
This is new.
It feels like so long ago we were actually in that house.
I was watching back the first, like, when we were all walking in. Genuinely felt like 3 months ago.
Bro,
it was
so
weird.
Yeah, it seems like a long time ago.
Gone like mega quick. Like, I kind of low key miss it.
I genuinely miss it.
It was fun.
Like, watching back the clips, I'm like, I want to be back there, man. Yeah. Like, I actually do miss
it. Give me the first 7 days. I'll do that again. I think they should do
10 days.
Yeah.
Because 10 days in, you all noticed we were gone.
You're already mentioning 10. Fucking, we'll get onto that. You mean 10 days? Okay, big boy.
Cool. Okay. So that's how we're going to go. Cool.
All right. Sweet. I don't want 7, I want
10. Yeah, man. Yeah.
So yeah, the first couple of days, I can't even remember what we kind of did. We came in, we got put into teams.
Yeah,
we did a few little challenges
here and there.
I've got a question before, because obviously I wasn't in the house then. Why did you throw the tangerine at 10?
I needed to set my standards. You know what I mean? Walk in the house. What am I going to do? Just speak and be like, no, you got to set your stand and be like, bang, I'm here to do this, to cause chaos. And then you just kind of chill, innit? Mm-hmm. Like, you just let, you know, you get people thinking. Everyone, you know, the title was what? Oh, Danny Aaron's got beef with everyone. You're like, oh, it's going to be a long series. And then I'm like, oh, turns out he's actually all right. Do you know what I mean? It's just, you know, I'm just trying to spice up the content.
What's
crazy
from what I've seen, like, I've only probably seen half the episodes, but the amount that was put in to what we actually did is nuts.
That's the most underwhelming thing, man.
So much stuff. We're like, oh, I can't wait to watch that back. Yeah, we're watching, like,
it's not there.
Not there. It's gone. They're,
like, I can't even think off the top of my head how many things there actually is that wasn't put in.
So you know what I'm fuming at, which probably saying out loud doesn't sound that funny, but do you remember when we were walking across the bed frames? And I slipped off the, like, I'm walking on the actual bed.
Oh yeah,
and I slipped off and nearly cracked my head open.
Yeah, yeah.
Just didn't even put it in.
Should I tell you something about that?
And one more thing as well. When I poured the water and George slipped
over at night.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't put any of your late night stuff.
So one night we were just fucking about, and then for some reason, you look at me, dash all my water on the floor. So I'm like, shit.
It's like midnight.
Yeah,
like,
I'm like, shit, I need to clear this up. I get up, I just go head like
three times.
Yeah. Three times.
And another one, when I woke up in the middle of the night for
a challenge.
That was my highlight.
I said, you're the bitch.
I might have not.
No, you were sleeping in the living room or whatever.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so basically Sugar Tits was talking on the tannoy because of like, everyone
the
was cold.
Situation, yeah.
But then he wakes me up, and as I pull my earplug out, I just hear her say challenge, and he's going quick, like, we've got to leave, we've got a challenge. I'm like, it's 3 a.m. bro, like, it's
half
dark
asleep,
outside.
One eye open, like,
he's like, what do you mean we've got a challenge? I'm not even mic'd up.
Danny, even your situation, you know, when you nearly cracked your head open, I remember I was in the storeroom midway through the confrontation. Sugar Lips literally went, yeah, we've got to stop this. Danny's cracked his head open. I was like, what?
And like, I thought that's hilarious.
That is funny.
Never got in. No one we'll ever know.
It's crazy as well to me, like how long we're in that challenge room doing the challenges and you see like, so like for example, our, what was it, talent show?
Yeah.
Like I did like five different things. Yeah, like, yeah, put in like put one or two. Yeah. Like, it's
I mental. They, like they cut it down, which yeah. I guess makes sense, but like.
Yeah.
Because he broke the TV.
I cried, bro. Yeah. That's one of my highlights. That is definitely one of my highlights.
Came out my bill, by the way.
Yeah. Did it actually?
I think so. I think it came out my bill.
Bro, I was in tears because the whole day I was literally going, Danny, so what are you looking to do? Football freestyle? He goes, yeah. I'm like, does it actually like consist of a ball? He goes, gotta find out.
Everyone was planning. I'm like,
he was just watching everyone else do what they're doing. And I'm like, Danny, you're not looking to do a little practice or whatever. He goes,
you can't practice. You know how
Danny just can't.
And he's got don't care. The TV.
When did Philly come in?
Day three.
They brought him in early, man. Yeah. That was good.
Day three was a good challenge. That's when like Shannon had to eat the eels.
Yeah.
You had the maggots over your head. But that's what I mean. That feels like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, oh my days, man.
It's absolutely crazy.
Did you guys enjoy the challenges?
Yeah, I did, you know.
They were decent, but they like on YouTube, they look sick. They look fun.
Yeah.
But it's very like long-winded, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like even just waiting around like before going.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when they say, oh, let's head to the challenge area, we just bang, we're straight there. Mm. But normally it's like, we got to wait like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's what people don't know. Like we stand outside, wait 20 minutes.
Oh, George got to go toilet. Yeah. Ash has got to sort of makeup. Like, you know, you got to do so much stuff. And like,
it was mad.
The hardest thing I think as well was we were all so tired and all that. And then we get into the challenge room and it's like sit in a box for an hour.
That one
was crazy.
That, you know, me and you got tilted with that one. And then Max Kadar at the end was just a nail in the coffin.
I remember just before it, they wanted us to stand on something, but us four, literally, I fell first.
No, not us four, food.
No, I fell first. I fell first.
So for context, so it wasn't an actual box, was it? It was a small circle you had to stand on.
In like a semicircle, and I wanted everyone to stand on that for as long as they could.
Food stood on it for 2 seconds.
And fell off. So then big producer came in and was like, we can't do this because you're going to end the challenge too quick. So then I had to put a box on the floor and give us a challenge like that.
How are you going to expect me to stand on that?
It was like it was only 1 foot.
Only,
like, it wasn't even like a circle. It was literally 1 foot.
And Ginge was coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the time he came, I would have been gone.
We had like Nerf guns, everything.
Yeah,
gone.
Yeah. I would have been gone.
Oh, you know, the one thing that actually like, not jarred me off, but like kind of annoyed me in the mornings was, you know, like, because we didn't have a concept of time. So they'll wake us up, say, for example, 8 o'clock. We won't know. I think our first challenge might be at 1 p.m.
It was just
so literally
for the girl,
like they're rushing us to get ready, get changed, whatever, and they just want to sit in and just
we're like freaking out.
I hear it. They want us to do concept. I'm thinking if you know the challenges are like, get us up at like
they
10,
wanna,
get
they
us
wanna,
all ready and stuff like that.
They want to get us ready and stuff like that though, because they want us in the clothes, innit? Because obviously, otherwise, we'd be walking around in our night stuff, and that's just like doesn't help foot asylum.
But for me, it's literally like just give us a little bit of a line because we don't know what's going on. And as well, the nighttime one used to piss me off so much, you know. Honestly, it used to piss me off. In terms of like, we'll finish our challenge or whatever, we'll have something to eat. They'll take our mics off and they'll leave. They'll dim the lights. Oh, we don't know what time it is.
Oh, you were fuming with that.
Bro.
He went to welfare.
It switched, right?
Bro.
When you left, that concept switched because they would then keep the lights on till about 10:30 and we were all ready to go to bed. So the whole
that's
house
what
was
I
lit
wanted.
Up.
Like, at least you know.
Yeah, but you weren't even there, bro. Yeah, you'd been sent home.
They changed after you went.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they had to make a change. They had to make a change when I left. When I cut out, that's when they said, you know what?
You went home early, fam.
Nah, see.
I actually want to touch on like you leaving, innit? Because there was a lot of tears that day.
Yeah.
I regret it. My cry weren't for that. My cry was like
hay fever.
Yeah, like what?
It was hay fever the day before that as well.
Yeah, it was for stars leaving.
You try to cop out with your daughter and wife, like the whole thing.
I saw that you can get hay fever indoors. It's possible if you're around dust. And we was around dust.
It was dusty.
It was dust. What, you think we're going to cry for stars? Let's be real. Come on, boys.
Yeah, bro. You know, this guy was looking forward to seeing me cry the whole time. Like the first,
he cried as well. Did he cry as well?
You know, that's the maddest thing. Like, I literally was in I was in the storeroom. They asked me a question.
He's like,
I wasn't doing crocodile tears. Like, I didn't have like snot in my nose like him, but whereas I had tears in my eyes and I was like, generally felt some type of way, kind of thing, innit? Watched the episode. Didn't see fuck all, and I was like, bro, so now I've just left the building with fucking like red eye and everything. I was like, what are you guys doing?
They done you dirty, man.
He was in tears, fam.
They done you dirty.
Bro, I don't know what it was. Is it something I said in there? Because I remember the one thing I remember touching on in that place was, and I hear it looking back at it, like, they don't really want it to be like a happy place. But I remember I was just talking about like, our mental state, not in a bad way, but just saying like, I hope the guys do well because three more days left. Everyone's head was going a little bit. I hope they stay positive and all that stuff. Mm. They said, fuck that shit. I said, fuck that shit. Let's just keep it happy and just run with y'all. Your man's crying. Fuck the crying stuff. Just, I want him in that story for 2 minutes. I want him in that story for 2 minutes. Get him out of there. Fuck his bags and shit, man. Just fuck it. That's it. Fuck.
Right, I just want to put something out there. We gave stars a name called After Dark Stars because when them mics came off and that sun went down, this brother turned into someone completely different.
Beast,
like
man.
You were so, like, you're not a different person, innit? Like, he's still the same person, but just some of the wording.
My vocabulary expands in a bad way.
So it changes
where it must have been where Danny and George must have looked and said, I haven't heard someone use this word in a very long time. And I was like, nah, man.
So was there anything for you guys before you went in there that you were like genuinely worried about, like going into the house? Or did you kind of go in open-minded? Like,
I'll say I went in open-minded, to be fair. Mm. I wasn't worried about the people. Like, apart from stars, I didn't really have a conversation with anyone. And
I thought you were going to say apart from stars.
Apart from stars, I haven't really had a conversation with anyone that was going into the house.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, I can't judge anyone on anything, to be fair. Do you know what I mean? So
did you get
I went in there with an open mind, and
it's just one of them things. I was so excited before I went in because in my head I thought, you can't sit here and be like, shit, what do I do, this, that and the other, like, how am I going to play it? Because it's nothing like you've ever done.
You can't like plan it.
You can't plan it. So I feel like there was someone who did go in maybe with a bit of a game plan.
Yeah,
I just want to know, why is everyone
looking at me?
I want to know your guys' thoughts on that, like, because I feel like some of the viewers might have seen it and all that sort of stuff.
Well, if like you said, if you're basing this off what the public's perception is, I think a lot of people say Joyce, but at the start, I remember when we was in there, I didn't see much of a game plan with it, if that makes sense, because like when you're in the house, obviously they don't see the 24 hours. Mm. So with us, it's, we genuinely just wanted to be around each other and just banter about, because we looked at it as just that, I'm not going to say like a holiday or anything, but like just to get to know new people, new faces, get to know who they are, the backgrounds, and just banter with them, whether it's playing Mafia or whatever, to get to know people. But like with Joyce, I respect what she did, because at the start she was, I feel like she was a bit reserved. I think she was very good friends with Ash, but then like you said, once it gets to dark, once we finish filming, she'll go to sleep, whatever. I think she'll go to sleep fairly early. Mm. And then that's when we would play Mafia, Uno, or just get to know each other. And then obviously, I feel like at that time, she must have felt like, oh yeah, I'm kind of behind getting to know my other housemates, because everyone's now starting to get closer and closer. And when you're in there for 24 hours, getting to know someone and getting closer and speeds up so much compared to like if we was out here. And I felt like when she got evicted and came back, she recognized, you know what? I actually have to make time and actually get to know people. And that's when I respected it. That's when she got involved with the Mafia.
I feel like the eviction
and all that
changed
stuff.
Quite a lot. Like
100%.
Like her whole perception to it. But I remember like day 4 or 5, me and Danny had a chat in the bedroom and we just said like if we had to send someone home, because we were thinking, isn't it, like, when's the first eviction coming? And you obviously, you said Joyce, didn't it?
Yeah.
But you said Joyce
from like day 2.
You said it to her face.
That's it. Like, I don't want to be called Two-Face. So I literally said it straight to her face. Like, she came in for content, do you know what I mean? Mm. Which at the end of the day, that is what it is. Do you know what I mean? It is content. Like, I respect it, but I feel like everybody else came in for like an experience. Do you know what I mean? Like, as you said, even when we know the cameras, they're on, but they're not on. Like, do you know what I mean? They're probably not going to make it because we're just playing Uno, but that's like, I wanted to make an actual experience. Do you know what I mean? And not just show up for the cameras and that. But I ain't got nothing against her. Like, fair play. Like, you're coming in for content. So that's exactly what she got from it.
Yeah.
But I feel like we wanted a little bit.
Did you guys see the episode? I think it was, what was it? Episode 12 of like tensions rising where she was talking about us all.
Yeah. But that's, she's forced that.
Yeah. So she was basically, she sat there and she said like, us boys aren't actually that close and stuff like that. Cause after talking about football, we've got nothing to talk about.
I didn't understand that.
Past football, are they even friends? Have we spoke about football once?
We spoke about football like once or twice.
If legit, that,
like you spoke about that. FPL, we spoke about the scores. Yeah. That was it.
Literally,
but really, that. like we were just actually getting to know each other on a deep level. We weren't. No one was fussed about. Oh, maybe day one was like, oh, who do you support? Oh, that's cool, nice. And then we didn't speak about it since.
You know what I feel like it was. Yeah, I generally feel like for myself watching it and being in there, we had a brotherhood from like day one. Yeah. Where I'm coming from day one or two, whatever it is. Whereas the girls. I'm gonna be legit. What do you call it? With the girls, obviously.
After dark.
Yeah, and he asked for after dark. Let's be real, yeah? Obviously, the girls were like friendly and good friends with each other, but they had their little cliques.
Yeah.
The Shannon, Joyce and Ash, they were good friends together. Mm. Casey and Ten, they were like, the duo, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas with us lot, yeah, okay, cool, whatever. You two are very good friends. Us two are very good friends. But we'll sit as a four a lot of the times as well. Yeah, yeah. So it wasn't like, we were never divided or anything. But with them lots, it like, I wouldn't say it kind of felt forced or anything, but you can tell like, they didn't have much to talk about besides on the surface level when there was just them five. Whereas us lot, we've talked about everything, whether it's personal life, whether it's in the house, whether it's our mental health in there, whatever it is. And we spoke about everything, bro.
There was tension as well, like between the girls. Not like, anything mental, but like I won't name names, but a few girls went to the bathroom and spoke.
Got
like,
told off a couple of times.
That's jarring, man.
What annoys me because jarring, man. Let's say for example, like me and George, we've had these conversations. We're like, oh, who would you evict? We could have easily went to the bathroom and done that just to know. But we know it's like at the end of the day, this is content. Like we knew when we were having that discussion, it's gonna go in the video.
That's
like we're
the
not
one
hiding
thing
it.
That annoyed me was the whispering. We got to live with all these people.
Yeah. Like it makes it so weird.
Why
like they
go into a bathroom, cover your mic, and whisper.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
And they got told off for it.
Many times.
And what's annoying as well, it's like, say for example, obviously to the viewers watching, when you're in a garden, there's a glass behind it. So you can see the stairs and people go up inside the toilet.
Yeah.
So like you said, two of us might sit facing away from the stairs and then someone might sit in front of us. Then like one of you guys will go, oh, they've just went into the toilet and they just covered a mic. And then
weird,
what doesn't help them out as well is, production will go, guys,
get out of the bathroom
and take your mics off your hands kind of thing. And then now everyone's curious to go,
what the fuck are you talking about?
It's
a weird vibe, innit? Like, I don't like that.
Even if it's minimal, but like, if you literally just sit there and go, you know what? Like, say for example, I could chat shit about you guys. All I got to do is go, leave that out, please, thank you.
Yeah.
What was your guys' worst habits in the house, do you think? Furry, what would yours be? The lying,
leaving skid marks,
manipulating the skid marks.
I didn't really lie
marks.
Like that though. Everything was truth. Like,
bro, watching it back is crazy.
Yeah,
the manipulation is crazy.
I didn't manipulate like that.
You can see me like side eye him.
Yeah,
Star,
you told me after like 9 days. Well, no, I think you told me like early, and I'm like,
very early.
He's calm. And then I think like day nine, I'm like,
you cracked.
Shit, Star's is right. He's right.
Do you know what's crazy? He still was doing it on day 13. You made us wish Nico and Sharky happy birthday.
Yeah, man.
You idiot.
I'm so happy he was at the house.
Bro, George asking me yesterday when we was filming with Fu, I literally looked at Casey and Ten and I was like, you're lucky I wasn't there because that one have ran. I'm thinking, how the hell are these guys still falling for these guys?
Bro,
this guy's
he lies about the weirdest stuff, man. Like, why is that relevant? Do you know what I mean? Like, why would he lie about Nico's birthday?
I think Nico wrote a message.
He
said this is the best.
How does your mind just go,
I don't know,
let's say it's his birthday. Quick, like, why?
Yeah, no, it was quick. My mind's quick. Like, for example, there was a video message, Danny's mum and dad came on, but there was no dog. So I was like, yeah, your dog died.
I cried. I told him
your dog's dead.
I cried. Dog's dead.
I mean, the dog's not here, fam.
Dog's dead.
Oh, George is with George's family.
You know, even obviously, because that's the episode I wasn't in. When Danny was a bit petty, which made me cry, because obviously with your family, you had your dog with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Danny goes,
"Where's mine?
Yeah, where's yours? Like,
where's my dog, man?"
Yeah. I was upset after you.
Is your dog alive and well?
Dog's calm, but you know what? Even like the producers actually said, "Oh, we've tried messaging your parents to see if he's alive, and they're not responding." So that's like, oh shit! Like,
that's it. Yeah,
so I genuinely started thinking,
Beethoven and that.
Dog's dead, isn't it? Like, but dog's alive and well. Don't worry.
His dog was gone, man.
I'd say one of my bad habits was probably my farting.
Yeah, that's, we could, farting.
Oh, yours was horrible.
And snoring, by the way.
Oh, snoring as well.
I don't know if they put in you gagging after smelling my fart.
Yeah, he fart was horrible.
I was gagging. There.
He's fart.
He was in the kitchen.
He's got bad conditions. He's got bad,
it's been
IBS,
bad
IBS, IBS or something.
The food we were eating was not right for 2 weeks, man.
So we had like Chinese, Indian, KFC.
No, you've been too nice.
It's not even that though, is it?
Not even them ones.
Ramen.
It's literally, yeah, like until the takeaway.
Toast.
Ramen, toast, peanut butter, honey.
Yeah.
For two weeks.
Like certain digestives, Red Bulls. Yeah.
Like a lot of,
Oh, bro, we had like, literally, we'd wake up and have two Red Bulls and that would be our breakfast. Well,
you guys did that.
Someone was like putting bread in the microwave rather than the toaster.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this is
apparently that's the weirdest thing ever.
In, by the way, they put it
that's
in. Mad. Your cheese toasty, they put it
yeah,
in.
You're putting cheese, and cheese and bread in the microwave.
Crazy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You got IBS as well.
I did like though, like, you know, remember it was like day one and like the producers came in and was like, okay guys, what would you want on the shopping list? And we're like, let's have onions, peppers, we'll have potatoes,
avocados.
Day 13, oh guys, what do you want to shop on this? Red Bull and vape.
And
that's what we
so
want.
So they came in and they went, what do you want for breakfast tomorrow? We said, some Lost Marys, some Red Bull and some bread.
That's
and
it.
That was it, that's what we
literally
asked
it. Like, oh, the fall off was insane,
we were
mate.
Down so
we
bad.
We were awful.
Avocado, man.
I don't think that's an avocado.
We never got avocados either.
I've never seen that.
I remember every single day I kept going, can we get like caramel syrup? And they're like, you know, that's a treat.
Yeah, they were
like,
Bro, we asked
sweet.
We asked for
fucking weirdo.
We asked for strawberries, and went, "Nah, strawberries are a luxury."
On what planet? Honestly,
what planet is a strawberry
chocolate
a
with strawberries? We didn't have chocolate.
The funniest thing was, right, you were probably one of the loudest people in there. Yeah, like your voice just projects. It just goes through my body, and then it came to eating, and this man would not say a thing.
Yeah. When you eat, you're meant to enjoy the food. I don't want to have a conversation about
content.
That's what you're gonna hear. I don't want to talk about content. Let me eat my food, and then we'll do content. Do you know what I mean? I'm hungry, fam. Man's eating jacket potatoes with beans and stuff. This is not me. This is not me, fam.
Bro,
is that you?
I had three bites and I dashed it in the bin.
That's what I'm saying. It's not me. I don't eat jacket potato.
That jacket potato was crazy.
It was the meatiest stuff. Oh my
God. I hear it.
So I had to be silent.
Bro.
Otherwise, it would have to be.
What was that?
He was down so bad, he put butter and biscuit.
I'd rather have that.
Butter and biscuit.
Yeah, start eating it.
What was that obsession with Doritos as well?
Doritos?
You know, every time, like, we'll have a wrap.
Oh, yeah.
They'll give them nachos.
They
give
them nachos. Man said Doritos.
Doritos, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Wait,
bro, it was nice, though. I'm not going to lie. With the wrap, it was nice.
Nachos with a wrap?
Yeah.
I've never seen that combo.
I've never seen that combo, but when I had that combo, I said combellini.
I hear it, but not me still. That was aight.
How did you guys find it being away from, like, obviously, I know how you guys were feeling, but for the viewers, how were you guys feeling, like, away from being away from your family?
That was hard.
I couldn't care.
For me.
No. Calm.
That was one of the hardest things for me.
Yeah, for me that was hard.
It got like day 10, I think that's where we started cracking in it. Like a week in, you're like, oh, it's quite nice being away, you know, whatever. And then you're like, oh, no, I actually do miss them. Do you know what I mean? But
did you miss, let's be real, did you miss your family, your girl and whatever, or did you just miss your dog?
I miss my dog the most. I did miss my dog the most. But dog's a loved one, man. They're part of the family, innit?
Do you know what's so weird with it? It's like you go from being in contact and hearing everyone's voice, seeing their face, to literally nothing. Do you know
that's
what I mean?
But they see you every day.
Yeah,
so
I didn't even remember like what my mum sounded like and all stuff like that because you just get that cut off point. It's crazy, but it was that was like the hardest part for me.
You know what it was for me? Music.
Yeah,
that
just
was
not being able
one.
To just to listen
because they were so strict as well. Like
we had on night 13, they threw us a little party and brought in a little bit of alcohol and let us like play some songs.
Jeez,
and we were just all so happy, innit? Like we were so happy.
Songs were playing, yeah.
Did you get to choose your songs?
Oh yeah,
did you get to choose house music?
Yeah.
We'll go to the store.
That's why he wasn't excited when I came in on the final day. I was like, oh, I need to hear this house music. He's probably like, yeah,
I heard it.
Egypt.
What was the party like? Because man wasn't there, so
I mean they just had like some lights.
Yeah, like all the lights in there they changed to like party lights, and then we just had a bit of music and that.
To be fair, the girls loved it.
But, yeah,
they
the
were loving
it.
So I felt like it lifted the mood up, didn't it? Like
we were so tired though. Like
that's it. Like we were just
you said we were
just in the garden. Like
we were just chilling.
You know what I mean,
like I remember you saying to me you had an early night, not early night, but like you was like
I think we all had was tired, man. Because what did we do? Oh yeah. I was going through it that day, bro. I had to eat cow tongue.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Was that that day?
Yeah, yeah.
Mad.
So I was mentally exhausted. I said, I don't care about a party. Play this rhythm, though.
What's your guys' favourite challenge from the whole thing? I think watching you eat the food was fucking hilarious.
The eye contact was crazy. Yeah, why was you just eyeing me up, bro?
Because I don't know. I wasn't thinking straight.
Bro, for like 10 minutes. Yeah. Legit 10 that minutes.
Like, stop looking at
staring
me.
Staring at
Wait,
me, bro.
Get out of camera. That is hilarious.
10 minutes of just staring at me, man.
And he kept doing this and it was like...
Like, that is crazy, man.
Horrible. That was my favourite one. My favourite one was probably the parcel.
That day was wholesome.
Yeah, because I won, bro. I won immunity. And day 12, I knew I was in the final. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I was the first one to enter the final.
You know, they cut out a whole challenge, the painting one.
We painted each other
for like an hour.
So episode 13.
Casey told me that's BTS.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Yeah.
But basically, we'd done a whole painting challenge and you could see the paintings on the table of day 13. Yeah. We spent like 2 hours painting and they just didn't put it in at all.
Yeah.
I've got mine up on display, man. It's like, I thought it'd be like, oh, look, he's got the painting from, but no one will know.
No one will know.
It's going to be BTS. They looked at it and said, yeah, Danny's one was a bit horror.
Bro, mine was so good, man. George is a Lego character.
Yeah, it was pretty
I wish you lot could see that, man.
I think one of my favourite challenges was a dog challenge, you know?
Yeah.
Because for us, it was like most of the day, we were out the front of the house, we had all the crew there.
It felt like we were outside.
We were talking to new people, like it was actually pretty lit.
They messed that up, man, innit? They made me go twice, they made you go twice. I went first, I got 5 points, and they went, oh no, the dog was too slow, we got to do it again.
Yeah, they did the same with me, didn't they?
So, and then I got like 3.
They made you do like, you did it twice, innit?
But he had to.
For me, it was obviously, I don't know if I can say this, but yeah, like, obviously doing it back to back. I was dumb, bro. Because the first one, they give you like a practice just to see how you're going to run, whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember I did mine twice. Then I did
the run.
Gassed. And then I finished the run, and then they said, wheel it, go back. I literally went, what, are you not waiting for Joyce to go? Then I'll go afterwards because I'm trying to catch my breath. And they went, no, we'll give you 5 minutes. Gave me about a minute and a half. And I said, brother, I'm begging you to there.
No,
again.
Honestly, that's like, because I, you know, the practice run, I was like, okay, let's proper go for it. And then they didn't give me any time to recover. So like I'm gassed out, you know, but still got.
And they don't understand how heavy the suit was as well.
Oh, mate.
Oh, the worst.
I couldn't bend my knees.
Yeah.
I legit was just like running, like jumping basically.
It was a good challenge though.
That was fun. Like it felt
even
good,
when,
like,
I think what was good as well, the spelling bee.
Oh my God.
That whole day was like my
maintain.
Favorite day. Maintain.
Crazy.
Can you say it in a sentence, the bad time? I said, this guy is going to ruin it. The
shout
whole
Shout out Watson, by the way.
Yeah. Shout out Watson.
What's up? All right, yeah. That brings me on to who was your favorite person in the house?
His brother right here, it's man. I'm sorry. I love the boys. Honestly, there's not one it's person different. I regret.
Yeah, like, you know,
not regret, but you know what I mean? No, like legit, I do not. Nah, genuinely, I look at everyone in the house, like hand on heart, everyone in the house, I'd be like, I'd speak to you outside. Do you know what I mean? Like, genuinely. But
You know when you ask that question, are you basing on if me and Fu didn't know each other?
Yeah, yeah.
So like, we can't pick each other, innit? So it's got to be someone in the house. Because it's a bit unfair if you said your favourite housemate and I said you. Because we've been each other.
Who cares, man?
There's no rules, man.
Yeah, that's
not good. That's my dog. This is the most we've ever spent time together, innit? We usually just film. Sometimes we'll chill afterwards, get something to eat, go outside, do something. But
we're hearing. Yeah. I'm hearing you snore. It's different,
right?
Give me credit, please. I'm the only person that can talk about you not snoring.
I did it once, maybe.
Brother, it was the loud decibels of your snore was crazy. It was the loudest snore I've ever heard. Hand on
heart. Danny, you got to give me credit. Danny, you got to give me credit, bro. The first day, you caught me lacking. Apparently, I don't know if it's true. I didn't watch episode one, so I don't know if I was snoring in it.
We all did.
Episode two, I was all right. 3 onwards, soldier didn't snore.
Kind of.
George
was the most consistent.
I respect George.
Yeah, George snored every day. George was every day.
I'm not joking, 14
not
days.
Not in a cold, not in a cold.
Do you know what's crazy to me?
You got snoring disease.
Yeah, but I don't, because then I spent, after I came out, I went to my girlfriend. Do you know I've got a girlfriend?
Wait.
Let the whole world know.
Yo, so I went to my birds, and then I basically told her, I was like, everyone's been saying I've been snoring, blah, blah. I woke up next morning, she's like, you didn't snore once.
She loves you,
yeah,
fam.
Yeah, she's just in love, brother.
She's in love, you know, fam. I mean? She's lying.
She's just trying to keep it. That's don't how worry, you man.
Yeah, yeah.
She trying to get that ring.
She's playing the game well.
Yeah. Hey, I want to know, did you go home and Amazon Prime it?
Delivering now. After this pod, we're going to go off. The baby's coming out, fam.
crazy. When you said that in there, I was dead. What do you guys think about where everyone came, by the way, in the final? I want an honest rundown. So it was
I reckon we should all do our rankings 1 to 10
of our housemates.
Yeah. No, like of what, if you could have voted, where could your ranking be? I think I
would have done. Okay, so the last six were obviously Foo, me, Ash, Casey, Joyce and Danny.
Yeah, but I reckon we do hypothetical.
What are we basing this on? What are we enjoy? Like, if we were to rank our 10 based on the 24 hours we've spent with each other, or we're basing this
on? He wants the top six finalists in order.
We'll have, okay,
let's
cool.
say top five.
Top five.
Top five finalists in order.
I would have gone Danny to win.
My brother.
Casey. Me. Foo.
Rah.
Ash.
Rah.
Oh, what's my boy's
no, star? I hear it. No.
I thought you meant of our thingy.
No.
No.
Like anyone.
Feel some type of way.
You're right. You're
fucked for that. And he's here.
I said hypothetically.
What does that mean?
So you, hypothetically.
What does it mean?
He's from Essex, you know what I mean?
What does that mean?
Like people that have been evicted before, you can bring them back. Do you know what I mean? Like,
as in like your own idea.
So my top five, I'd say...
I know where it's going to go though.
I'd say Casey to win just because her family, like the YouTube channel is massive. I couldn't compete.
She got that.
So we say Casey, me second, you third, then Foo fourth, 10 fifth.
I hear it. And by the way, and mine is exactly your rotation in terms of I have Casey to win it.
I have Casey to win it.
That's Champions League, man.
And that's not good enough.
League.
I want Premier League.
What do you mean?
I want the top. I want to win the Prem trophy first. Okay. And then
you're right. I'd have Casey, Foo.
That's it, it's calm. We don't need to know anything.
Danny, 10, George. I'd have it as that five.
Yeah.
What, me fifth?
I'll take that.
Hey, Bruce, you go on.
That eviction was funny though.
Do you hear the
people? Looking back at it, let's be real.
No, it's so good.
Hey, yo, Broski, go on.
That's the thing, watching it back on YouTube is like, oh, it's quite funny.
Yeah.
Because like, you're not, in the moment, you're just mentally drained.
What's going on?
But
yeah.
Watching it back, you're like, oh, I can appreciate it's funny.
Bro.
But it's funny how when the producers came in afterwards, they're like, yeah, we didn't tell Max to say that.
But you know the thing is,
a lot of people obviously hated Max for it. Mm. They were just grilling him.
But that's literally like.
But I hear it though.
That is literally what he got bought in the house to do.
Mm. And
people saying, oh, I hate Max. That is literally what he was supposed to
do. We were just trying to crack him because we know he's genuinely nice off camera.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But then he just started giving it to us and we gave it back. But like.
And what people don't understand as well is I know Max off camera. So I know such a nice person.
Yeah.
So I remember it because, you know, let's be real as well. You know, the day I got evicted, the writing was on the wall a couple of days before that. They are coming from, like, we all knew that they are coming from. So I knew by day 11, I was going home. And I remember when Max came, I remember we was walking to the living room area because I knew it was that time. And I remember telling Phil, I was like, I'm so happy Max is evicting me. And it's not like a group.
You
knew. When he said it as well, I was like,
well, I'm lucky, it's true. Because imagine it was a group.
No, but
if it was a group, we wouldn't have voted him out.
No, but he's saying
I would have said vote me out because, and let's be real, what would have happened is it would have been me and Foo in the bottom two.
Why me?
Let's be real.
Why me?
Danny, are we going to be honest? Are we going to be real?
Let's be honest though, guys, yeah? Let's be real. No.
Let him cook.
Let's be real. If it finished right now, as of today,
Would I finish where I finished? You'd finish fifth.
You think?
Nah, you would have been higher. Someone in that lineup would have been out.
Been,
Oh, you talk about.
I might not win it, but I know I would definitely. I'm happy I made a. I said to myself before I'm going in,
I said,
I need to go to all the
games. Yeah.
I just want to make the final.
I'm so jarred off.
Where
I
come in the final, I don't care. As long as I'm in the final.
You made it.
I left the house, I saw you like 10 minutes later, bro.
That's it, man.
Do you get it? You hugged everyone up, but you didn't need to give me a hug like that because you just saw me.
Saw you 10 minutes
later. Yeah, you saw me 10 minutes.
Oh, can we just say the fucking funniest thing ever when he got evicted?
What happened?
When they made him redo it.
Oh, bro.
So Fu got evicted and it was actually really heartfelt, all sung him out, and then we're walking back in and then Sugar Lips goes.
Don't tell me someone blocked the camera in the
back. They did, and Sugar was
someone was blocking the camera.
Can you come back in and do it again, Fu?
I said my message.
So we run back in and goes, I'm back!
Yeah.
It was so funny.
So I said my message, to everyone. Yeah, you go, but I'm going to see you in 10 minutes, so it's calm, da-da-da. Then I'm walking out. They're like, no, you need to go back in and do it again. I said, do what again? I just got a victim, my brother. He's like, do it again. So I went in the yard. They're all sitting down. I'm back! I'm back! But yeah, I don't think they'll put that on. But
did anyone in there actually end up having do anything in the shower or anything?
I think we can all say here, nah.
I never know.
I genuinely wish I had the energy, but I couldn't do it, man.
I wasn't thinking.
What do you reckon, Watson?
He took a shower morning and that as well.
That's what I'm saying. He had time.
Who's running with his narrative?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, let's be fair, the girl's gone. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's we haven't. We can't speak for Watson. Who knows? He might have.
So I've got a couple of, I put something up on Instagram and I've got a couple of questions. So I'm going to, I've got more than a couple. Who was the smelliest in the house?
Go on.
No, we'll skip that question.
Let's take with chest. After Dark Stars, come on.
Why? You know, that's good. You're trying to throw me.
Say with chest.
Yesterday, 2 days ago when we filmed for Danny, I told Danny, look, he gave me double mic. I said to Danny, yo, for George's podcast, I want you to be yourself in it.
How am I not?
But you know what you're doing? He's throwing it on me.
It wasn't even a question.
I want to clear something up just quickly as well. So I've been getting a lot of stick from the Casey fan base because there was a clip in the eating challenge of me telling her to shut up.
Yeah.
Angry Ginge reacted to it and edited all three clips together. So I tell her to shut up twice, which I've spoken to her about anyway. We're honestly so fine, but obviously I'm getting everyone come for me. Then there was a clip after that and I was like, Casey, like, not being mean or something, but please shut up. Like, because obviously that challenge was the worst one for me. I hate eating stuff.
You soldiered that, bro.
But that's what I mean. Like, I got through
They edited it to make it look
but
like
But they edited.
He was crying.
No, they edited the Casey thing together, like, obviously to get like clips out of it. But yeah, I just want to clear up. Me and Casey are like, we're fine. Like, we're really good friends. It's all good. But I want to also then touch on the narrative of how weird it is coming out and seeing the edits of, like, so there was obviously like edits of me and Casey, but then it turned to Danny and Casey, then it was Danny and Ted.
No, because like, that's the, like,
the way people run with these narratives, like, in there, we can all wholeheartedly say, he's like, you obviously shocked everyone. We saw a completely new side to you. You're so like hands on and hug everyone and that. But not one of us ever sat there and was like, he is flirting. And neither did the girls. So to come out and see all these edits.
No one looked at it ever.
Like, you come, like, because actually my first thing was when Ginge came in and it was like, oh yeah, you and 10. Like, what do you mean me and 10? Like, because literally I just see it as, like, I'm a touchy
just a
guy or whatever.
Guy, like,
we're in the house for 2 weeks, innit? Just trying to be friendly. That's literally it. Like, I don't see these girls in any way, in that way. Do you know what I mean? Because we're in a house for 2 weeks. And you think, like, even if I did, you think I'm going to do it on camera? Like, that's the last bit, like, flirt
no
on
two
camera.
Thumbs up. No two thumbs up.
I mean, like, I've got respect for myself and everyone. Like, I ain't doing that
it's
on camera.
It's just the craziest thing, like, all the edits when people, like, cut out big bits of the clip. Like, there was obviously one of you, like, running around with Kate. Like, just, like, picked up Casey. Like, I had edits about me and Casey, and everyone was like, this is such an awkward conversation. I literally just sat there and was like, how are you feeling today? Like, to everyone. Yeah. And then they put the camera on me and her, like.
The way
they run with the narrative is crazy, but it's all part of it.
It's the TikTok
Because it's
bears
as well. Like, I remember.
That wasn't Foot Asylum.
No, that was TikTok.
That was all TikTok.
Because they put me in 10, and then recently they put me in Ash, and I was like, I don't know what's going on with this place.
Yeah, but I hear that, though.
Why do you hear that?
No, I'm
elaborate for the audience.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. That was definitely. No, I hear that.
Someone asked who left the skid marks.
I'm going to be real, that weren't me.
It weren't me. I swear we got to the end of it.
It was
we
not
never.
Me.
Was a you nah, two came up. You, he, apparently you two found it.
Foo, no.
And said, that's Foo. How can you say it's me, bro?
They literally confirmed it.
It never.
They never confirmed it was you.
Why is it not on video?
They confirmed.
No,
they're
it's not
trying
me,
to protect
bro.
You, man.
Ten said in it.
Ten said it was her.
No, Ten said it was you.
Danny, please.
He's doing it, he's doing it. I haven't seen this in a while.
No, no. For, yeah.
Oi, oi, you don't shut up. Yeah. Speak. That's what you do, innit?
Danny, please. Call Ginge now. He'll tell you. I promise you he'll tell you. Call him. Call him, please.
Call Ginge.
Call Ginge.
And say what?
Just don't say, how are you? Just say, Tin.
Tin.
Just say, Ginge, who left the skins? Look what he's going to say.
But okay, this is what you're doing. He's manipulating.
No, this is what you're doing.
Don't even tell him who's there.
Tell him, how did you know? How do you know? Ask him, how do you know?
Well, guys, it was like this for 14 days. It was literally like this for 14 days.
Listen.
We'll see.
Imagine he airs him.
He ain't going to pick up.
He's going to air him.
So you got to air you?
He don't know Danny like that. I knew it, I told
you. You're plus 4-4 you.
Yeah, just Twitch friends. They're not friends like that.
That's crazy.
Crazy. You know, Ginge didn't even hug Danny when he got.
I don't think he knows him. He might not even be calling him. He don't know Danny, bro.
Double call. You call him again.
Okay. Nah, same one.
You could, bro, have some shame, man. You got to hang it up.
Yeah, I'll hang it up, man.
Come on, man. You're crazy. My boy.
But eventually he'll call back and he'll tell you.
I don't think he will.
He will.
He hates me, man.
Yeah, I can tell.
So what's the question, George?
What was the question?
Just before I ended.
Ten skiddy question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it weren't me.
Nah, it was Foo.
It weren't me.
So what would have Ginge said?
Foo.
He would have told you who it was.
Who?
He would have told you. And for you lot watching, send a message to Ginge and he'll tell you.
Well, did they ever put in the storyline of Ten Skiddy?
Yeah, they must have done.
I think so.
They must have done.
Because I don't know. Because obviously I haven't watched episode one or two.
But 10 Skiddy, like this whole skid mark situ literally lasted like a week. We were still a week in talking about it, innit?
Yeah.
The producers must have been like, all right.
Surely they've got to stop.
Shut up now, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Not 100%.
We've got, who was the most annoying person in Locked In? Who did you guys think was the most annoying?
Joyce.
Fair.
Not annoying person, just annoying game plan.
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? it's hard because you just end up like cracking. Like I do honestly get it, and I got nothing like against her as a person, but when you're in there and you're super tired and that, and then they're like, I wonder what my following is, or like I've asked my following, or like this, that and the other, like, do you think this is content, guys? Blah, blah. We're just all in there having a good time. Do you know what I mean? So to hear that stuff, it just jars me out.
I've got one as well.
Just enjoy it.
But it's not even a jar. Like, it didn't jar me off, like it pissed me off, but like I was like, I've heard enough of it, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Shannon. Like, she'll be like, I'm going home. Then she's like, I want to stay. Then she'll be like, I already packed my bags, I want to go home.
Yeah.
Then I want to stay. It's like, I like to, in the house, like I thought she was genuinely amazing. Yeah, person. Like, the conversation we had was amazing. But you know them ones where, like, when you're in the house and everyone's just vibing, whatever it is, and I hear the fact, okay, cool, it's hard, because for some people, it's hard to come out of their shell. Don't come from.
Dying.
So for me, it's literally that. Like, I'm happy. Like when she left at like day nine, like she felt content. She felt content. And you're laughing, making it sound like it's a mazza.
I'm not about that. I'm laughing because I'm thinking in my head. If George said, "Yeah, we're gonna send star player home that day," I don't think we would have cried. I think everyone would have laughed. Like after singing Mario,
when
let
you
me
were
laugh.
In the bottom two with her.
I was never in the bottom two with
her. Yeah, when it was you and Talent, they sent you.
When you were Talent Show.
Yes, yes.
If he said, stars, you're gone, what did you say?
When you were up with Shannon, what did you say? This guy said, I'll say it. This guy said,
I knew I wasn't going home.
I said, oh, when it was Shannon, I knew I was calm. That's what he said.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm sorry.
Like, no, Kizzy, no, I lied. But that's more of the... I felt like everyone saw that I enjoyed the house way more than her. So when we was playing Marfi, whatever it was that, and it's going back to what I said, bro. Every couple of days, she'd be like, "Mum wants to go yard." Then she's like,
"Nice, true,
Mum wants to chill." So now it's you know, like that's what you said. That's what you said as well in terms of like what made the decision a bit more easy for you, because you
were standing there smiling,
saying,
bro, like she was ready. Like,
she was happy to go.
100%.
Day one, she packed her bags. No, she did.
Not day one, bro. It's day three.
But come on, man.
Yeah. No, I hear it.
Someone asked, is it scripted? No.
No.
Nothing is scripted.
I was surprised.
They never told us to chill with anyone.
That's what? Because never. when you know, on the announcement day, like when you take pictures and that, they said, like, they kind of brief you and they're like, oh, you know, when it gets a bit quiet, we might ask you to speak to someone.
Not that once.
They literally, once they talk. The only thing we had to do was like, oh, if someone was blocking a camera, quickly redo it. You know what I mean? But literally nothing was, everything on the video
is real.
Literally none of it was like scripted. None of it.
And for the audience watching it as well, I felt like everyone in the house, like Danny could literally go, yeah, I'm going to have a one-on-one conversation with Ash. No one will bat an eyelid. George can say the same thing about Joyce. No, like with any combination, no one could bat an eyelid. And that's why I knew.
You know what? There was one day I was pissed off though. I'm not going to lie. There was one day. I'm going back to the other question you said.
Okay.
What was the question again?
Oh, who was the most annoying?
Yeah. For me, I was pissed off one day. You two didn't see it, I don't think, like that. But Stars did and he stopped me. He had to calm me down.
What? Who? Why?
The Watson.
Yeah.
When he took your bed out?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was aired. But basically, we were all fucking about in the bedroom, tipping each other's beds up.
And I'm in the storeroom.
And he's in the storeroom, and then Watson just goes out of nowhere, Katie, right, help me pick up this bed, I'm taking it outside. Puts his bed outside in the rain.
I was pissed off
that day.
I was so pissed off that day.
You hit it well, I didn't realise.
No, he saw it, yeah. So I said, no, chill out.
I'll be real, yeah? He was ready to wild out. Not even like, it's not even them ones where he would have confronted Watson. It would have been, he would have said the maddest stuff in the storeroom. And obviously you guys are laughing as to why. And it would have been that. And I told him, you're chill, man. It's like, it's literally like day four or five. I said, bro, enjoy yourself, bro. Let's not get kicked
out. Then I calmed down and I like, he's a cool guy. Like, we got no problems. I like him. Like, we chat on the DMs and stuff like that. But that day when my bed out, because in my head, if I would do the things I would do and someone would do it back to me, I ain't got a problem with.
Yeah,
but I would never take someone's bed and pull it outside. Do you know what I mean?
I hear it.
Like, I wouldn't go that far. I haven't done that. I never did that.
For me, that's why my respect level for Watson went a bit high, because he was like, because you know how Fu will say something, but sometimes he'll be like, you know what, that's a bit too mad. I'm going to change the script and do something else. With Watson, Ten literally went, oh, like, Watson, you know what? Fu was going to get you. And Watson goes, yeah, say nothing. Watch what's going to happen.
There's no thoughts.
I was crying, innit? So Ten goes, sure, why don't you just take his bed outside, innit? And Casey's like, yeah, I'll help you. Them two twang Watson. Watson's an idiot. He goes, yeah, say nothing. That, you know how quick he got off this? Because you were sitting next to me. He got so quick off the bed, grabbed it one hand from one side, and then Casey helped him out, dashed it outside.
Yeah,
and
then from that day, in the nighttime, he didn't sleep well.
It's because I was there.
Yeah, he didn't sleep. He didn't sleep well. I was like, yeah. What, you sleep, Watson? He's like, no, I'm still up. He didn't sleep well, fam. He didn't sleep well.
Yeah, George's
someone asked as well. They said, when am I seeing you and Danny on a Misfits boxing card?
Not against each other.
Not
surely.
Against each other.
I think George and Max.
I would knock out Max in the first round.
I don't think so.
I would knock out Max.
Nah, Max
I think
you,
Max will
Max
knock
would
you
have
out.
You, bro.
He'll rock your ball, I think, you know.
You're chatting shit. I'd knock
Max
that
will kill him,
bro. Nah, Max, he's got the autism strength. He's got you, brother. Nah, trust, like that hidden strength. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's got you. He's got you.
Nah,
humble.
I'd knock him out, bro.
I'd love to see that.
You know what?
Max and George will be a good
match. Shall I be real? I don't know what George will get, though. We don't know what George will get, because the press run or whatever, if Max speaks about his girl in a press run with the whole lot to get into his head, then I don't know what
You'd
kind of
right,
fight it would be.
Yeah,
I think your head will be gone, bro.
Be right.
Before the fights even start.
Imagine a Max Kadar press conference.
I think George's head will go.
Hey, come here, man. Yeah, do you reckon he'd rattle you?
Yeah, he would.
Bro, he ratted him the first 3 minutes.
It just made me want to like knock him out.
Security had to come out.
It would be fun though as well, wouldn't it? Like, it would just be a fun thing to do.
Who would Danny fight?
Who would you fight? Andrew Jim?
Fam.
Nah, that's
the
boy,
that's the thing.
Nah,
I can't fight my boys, man. Yeah.
10.
Well, no, I can't. That's...
He'd love to.
Hey, you know what?
He's a lover, not a fighter.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I do want to scrap someone for sure, but like for money. Like, I wouldn't just do it straight.
No, cool.
I need a sanctioned fight. You know, professional rules, yeah. I'd love to get on Misfits, man.
Danny and Sharky.
I need to fight someone I don't like.
Daniel.
That's going to be hard. You just need to find a randomer. Not a randomer, but like someone in a scene, but you don't know.
I'd probably have to fight an American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
streamer is
a good one. Because you don't like Americans, so it makes sense.
Americans not for me, brother. Nah.
Someone asked, do you think the games were rigged?
What games?
The game. Some of the challenges we did.
Yes.
Were rigged.
Question wise,
all that.
I genuinely don't think so.
I don't think so.
We did say in the teams, didn't we? We said at some points we were like, our questions are so much harder than theirs. But whether or not it was actually rigged, like,
I don't think it was rigged.
For example, the red team had easier questions, maybe in the spelling.
Mm.
But they got it wrong.
Is that more the case, the fact that they wanted to beat Casey to get evicted and then come back into the house?
Yeah.
Because it would be a better storyline.
She weren't captain.
It would be a better storyline.
She was for our team. And it was Joyce got sent out.
Yeah, because Joyce would.
Yeah, but we had good words as well. Let's be real.
No, but what I'm saying, I don't think it's rigged.
I don't think so either.
But I think the outcomes were different based on who lost the challenge.
I think there was only one out. There was only one.
I think if it was Casey, she would have gone to jail and not been evicted.
That's what I mean. I think depending on who won, she would.
You know why?
No, because she's already going to come back in anyway.
No, she was going to be evicted. I don't think there's any rigness. Let me tell you why. Because with the eating challenge, if I failed that, you know she was going to go home.
No, that's so far in though.
But it's still that's like, so, but she would have never made the final, bro.
I mean early days. Like,
nah, I think if you've gone, you're
so,
gone,
that
man.
Was so far in. Nah, I don't know, man.
I think if any of us left on the one of the first people to leave, like how Joyce did, we would have got that, we're coming back in. I think they were going to do that regardless.
Okay, cool. Let me ask you guys a question now. Mm. If any of you guys were in Joyce's situation, who are you taking out?
Joyce.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Because at that time, that was one of the people that I wasn't connected
probably
to the most.
Only because she says she wanted to go home all the time. Shannon
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah.
Because she just wanted
to
go
home. Yeah, it would have been between them two.
But then I would have thought about, man, can't take out, because you know me, when it came, I was very competitive when it was the teams.
Mm.
So I said, I can't take out a
That's
blue
what
member.
Spun me.
Yeah.
Is so I said, Joyce I took out another yeah. member
so I
from our
took
team.
Out a red, so. I would have took out a red team member rather than a blue one, because I thought it was going to be teams throughout the whole thing. So yeah, I would have done that. But because Shannon said she wanted to go home,
like, just an easy way to be like,
I'm doing a
favor. It's literally the word
cop
out, man.
She said she wanted to go home.
But in a good way, not cop out as in like, cop out for you, as in like,
it's just an easy excuse to go home.
Yeah, yeah. She said it, innit? She said it, and I'm sure she'll be happy that she's going home. Like, she wouldn't be upset.
Bro, she's been enjoying herself.
Yeah, she wouldn't like take it to heart or anything. She's a lovely girl. I said it before, like, she came out of her show last couple days when she was in there. Like, she was very quiet saying she wanted to go home. But then she came on the show.
I think it was the day.
She still wanted to go home, but yeah, she was. She's good. She's
one of my favorite days? I think it was everyone was sat in the garden and everyone's just having a conversation. Whether it's, you might be having a conversation with someone at Ash and then I'm having a conversation with Shannon, you're having a conversation with someone else.
Yeah,
but we was all outside just
like we're
full
in a group,
on chatting, bro.
We're still,
Everyone's having different.
The closeness we had, it was amazing, man. Yeah,
no. I think we were the closest like cast.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, no one had beef with no one, bro.
Like, fam, we was emotional wrecks, fam.
Oh, it was crazy. But like even now, like after locked in, we're still here.
Still
like
so close.
You know what I mean? We're still speaking, we're still in contact, like we've got a group chat, like we're still boys, innit?
Yeah, 100%. So as Joy said, I guess it's more than football with us.
It is, yeah.
Mate, we ain't spoke about it once.
Another question was what is everyone's reason for going in to the locked in house?
Money. Nah, legit. Like, I'm pissed off that I was the most in it for money.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, I don't like that, man. I don't, because that's not me. Like, I don't get me wrong. If I went in for money, I'd say I went in for money.
Mm.
But like, in terms of, like, I probably lost money, to be completely honest with you, because I was away from streaming for pretty much 3 weeks. Do you know what I mean? So like, nothing to do with money. It was literally just an experience.
Mm.
Like there was time, like I'll be honest, by day three, I forgot I was in a recording. Do you know what I mean? Like I literally
just forget.
Forgot about the cameras. I was just having a new experience.
Speaking
I mean?
Yourself.
That's it. So I went in just for an experience, which sounds cliche, but legit, that's what it was.
I think with me, it's just so out of my comfort zone. I've never been away from anyone, like my family and all that, for that long. Like, obviously, I'm like addicted to my phone on it, like 6 to 8 hours a day, whatever. So I just thought to be thrown in something like this, might as well give it a go. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was an absolutely crazy experience. It was probably one of the most tough I've ever done, but also like one of the best things I've ever done in my life, I think.
100%.
Like, it was sick, innit? When you look back at it, it was just 2 weeks of having a laugh with your mates, doing challenges. Like, do you know what I mean? Obviously, you get paid at the end of the day to do it. Like, it's so fun. Like, to work with a brand as well, like Foot Asylum, it's a sick thing to do. So,
No, likewise, for me, I'll say the experience, and obviously, I've worked with Foot Asylum before. I thought it only makes sense. Like, I love working with them. Yeah. So,
I hear it, man.
Yeah, that was my.
For me, I don't know why. I feel like it's a bit deeper for me. For me, it was literally to know if I can do content for a living. Because obviously, when doing a football pod, SDS or whatever, I just thought, yeah, you know what? There's an angle there. I've built a platform or whatever, and it's just sports space. But I wanted to be in a space where I don't know anyone. Because before I went into the house and I told Fu, because me and Fu have a conversation, whatever, and he'll be like, oh yeah, this person got revealed in the house and all that stuff. And with me, I check no one's, what do you call it?
Post
or like what content they do, because I'm trying to do everything face value. I want to know the person for them, because if I watch someone's content, I'm like, oh, their content's dry. Yeah. I'm going to judge it of just them being dry. So now I'm in the house and I'm like, I already put you to the side because man don't really fuck with your content anyway. So I looked at myself
that's first thing George said to me was like, oh, I came in thinking I was going to be dead because like just a dead, like loud streamer.
I've met streamers before and they're so loud on camera and then off of it, they're just like this like boring person, whatever. And do you know what I mean? They just give their all to the 5-6 hours they stream, and then actually like obviously getting to know Danny, I was like, this guy's sick. Like, but that's the perception that I think a lot of people had as well. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Who surprised you the most? Like you painted a picture in your head thinking they're gonna be like this, like this, but they were complete opposite from day one.
So I did the opposite of what Star did. I like checked everyone. I'm like, okay, I had a brief idea of what I thought. I thought who surprised me the most?
Stars or Casey for me. I never thought we'd be like as close as we are, and you come out of your shell. And the same with Casey. Like, obviously, I knew her prior, but I've only ever met her, and she's like quite shy and whatever. And obviously, day one Casey to day 14, it's just a completely different person.
For me, Ash, like, because as you said, like, I checked socials and I'd watched her TikToks, and it's just like loud, blah, blah, blah. And I think she, like, as soon as she walked in, she was like screaming. And I'm like, oh, okay.
This is
the most lovely person, like, generally, like, the loveliest person ever. Like, so I think I need to have more of an outlook like you and, like, not get a perception before and just.
It's hard, though, isn't it? When you're hard, like, on social media.
That's it. They're giving it to you on the play, but I just try and avoid it so much. For me, I'll be real, Tennessee, you know? I thought maybe she would be closed off because obviously people can maybe think we're going to ask her about situations that she's been in, but obviously we don't really care, innit? But just her acting quote unquote like a villain, but she's so, like you said, she's so calm, just there with, like, she's like one of us. She was always the one involved with Gotham when we was fighting, not fighting, but like when we was playing about, everyone's just, she was always involved. Like, she was like the head leader of the girls in terms of like when we was doing the Gotham and stuff like that.
She was the foo of the girls.
Like, that's what I always say.
No, it's not. That's not a compliment, Fu.
That is
not a compliment.
It's not
manipulator.
I'm not a manipulator.
But her just being so calm, like quiet, patient, just loving person. Where I was like,
you could see, like, she's playing the villain. But like, you know, when she got that comment, I mean, it's like, oh, I can't remember. It was like, she's annoying or whatever. It gets to her because that's not her. You know what I mean? Like, that's not, like, she's playing a villain, but she actually is quite nice. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, facts.
Different, yeah.
No, yeah, I was going to say the same thing, to be fair. I just thought she was generally funny. Like, I didn't expect her to be funny or like, be chatty to people. I just thought she was maybe a little bit stuck up or anything. But yeah, she could
all calm.
Be the complete opposite. Yeah. And also for me,
I just want to say though as well, like, I know, like, obviously we've sat here and we've said stuff about people like Joyce. She's still like a genuinely lovely person.
Amazing person, bro. I have no problems with it at all.
It's just in the house.
Bro.
It's just in the yard.
In the house.
Could have been with Stars.
Or Tennessee.
She saved
Or Watson. Or Shannon.
Just Stars.
It's hard, isn't it? Because I don't want people to sit here and be like, oh, they're doing this, that, and the other. But obviously, you saw the way she was talking about us in the house. Then obviously, I caught on and I sat there and spoke to you in it. And I was like, I find it funny how people turn it on and off for the cameras. Like that. But it's just hard in there. Tensions are going to rise. I still don't look at her like a thingy. I knew her before the show and she's a lovely person. And outside of the show, she's a lovely person. It's just in there. Everything just gets a bit more heightened. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I'm trying to.
But there's no
tell
like
people,
bad
like,
blood or anything. That's like, it. Obviously, the social media do love to blow out of proportion. I want to say as well, like, the shit she has got from the show, like, some of the comments are horrible. Like,
no one should get that sort of
comments. Do you know what I mean? So that's like all I just wanted to say on the situation.
Mate, that's literally what I'm trying to say. Like, who's the most annoying? Joyce was the most annoying in terms of playing the game, but as a person, you can see she's a lovely person. Yeah, yeah. I mean, so it's just, it's a weird one because, as I said, I'd happily speak to anybody in that house again, like invite them around, do you know what I mean? Like, chill with them, but.
Even for me with Joyce, like, she was amazing in terms of, like, I've had so many, like, quality and deep conversations with her, talking about life and what I wanted to do coming out of locked in and all that stuff. And she really helped me on. Like, I remember those points, like I said, where mentally starting to get to me, and she literally sat me down and was talking, and I was just pouring it out, just chatting to her, and it helped my mental state so much. That's why I'm so grateful for her. Like, and like I said, with me and her, never had any bad blood, because me and Danny were the same team as us, so it was always with her kind of thing. Never nothing where we're looking at each other in a different way. We've never had a spat, nothing like that. She was so cool. We slept next to each other as well, as in like separate beds, but yeah, did I come from?
Another really big question that's asked is like, did we know the time? So we didn't know the time, and then we found it on the cooker, but obviously the cameras never turn off, so they would see us go up to it. So they came in, they messed up the time on the cooker, taped it up. But then we, being super clever, basically, obviously, the house is a house, but it's also a set. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We all know that. So there's MDF walls and there's things cut off that they don't want us to go to. But through this little peaky hole, we could see that the house security was lit up at night, and on it had the exact time.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know that. That was the second.
After,
like,
yeah, it was on like a second. So, so from day 11-ish, we actually did have the time. And then the production team at the end were like, how did you guys know the time? We still didn't figure it out. And then I went to the production after we finished on the final day, came in, and because they had a party in the house, and I showed them where it was, and they were like, that's so clever. But we wouldn't have known if someone hadn't, like, you could just, basically at night when it was dark, you could just see this blue light through this like fake MDF wall. So we'd stick our head through, and then obviously we found the time. But
you know, we've fucked it now.
Yeah, we're fucked it for next season, year. But
they are going to hate their
it's
life.
It's genuinely
now.
So hard, like the time thing. The cameras are always on. Even if we are sitting outside and we're in our bedtime stuff, whatever, that could all possibly go in.
That's the weirdest
part,
yeah.
You would sit there and you'd not even think about it because it's dark. Like the cameras are, like the mics are off, and we'd have the deepest chats, and then we'd literally sit there and look at all the cameras and be like, that could actually go in.
People are listening to this. Like, you're hearing, like,
you know what we want to know though?
Sugar lips.
Yeah, sugar lips.
Yeah. Food to the storeroom.
Have you two beat yet?
With each other? You get?
Well, don't say on camera.
Oh,
we're trying,
God.
Man. We're getting to it.
No, I respect that, man. Nah, I respect that.
It's all good. I want one last question from you boys. Honest answer.
I've been honest. So you asked for night time. I'm giving you night time. I'm giving
you.
You know what I'm going to say?
I would.
One, would you do it again?
I would.
I can't lie.
Brother, like, I'm looking back at it. Now I'm out. I'm looking back at it. I had fun, bro.
I had fun.
And like, I look back at it with no regrets.
I've told people I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
But same cost.
Nah, I can't lie. I couldn't do another two each with the same people.
Do you want it to be us four and then just bring...
Not even...
Because
four,
you know what
it
is,
let's just go back in.
Yeah, let's be honest. We was forced to be friends with George and Danny. We didn't really want to... No, joking. No, I would do it again. I enjoyed my time there. I have no regrets going in. Like, it's thick, isn't it?
I think the challenges. If we do it with the same people, it's a bit.
We both went. We were like, oh, like, I'm glad we've done it. Like when we came out of the house after the final, and I remember I said to you, and I was like, I'd never do that again. And I said it to all the crew, but looking back, I would do it again because I now know how to deal with things differently. Obviously, you get put in positions where, like, mentally, you're like, how do I get over this? And you've done it all. Like, I'd 100% do it again. Like, the experience is crazy because one of the casting guys said to me, and it really stuck with me, he was like, we've done four seasons, 10 people a season. He was like, there's only 40 people on the planet that have done Locked In.
Yeah.
When you put it like that, it's pretty mad. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Privileged, man.
Like, it's 40 people.
People here are finalists.
Bro, it just never ends, man. It never ends.
But you know what the maddest thing is? I went in the store and I even said it in one of the episodes, probably hours. I said, I'm doing this for me and stars now.
No, I respected it.
Yeah, I said, I'm not even doing it for myself.
And you still lost it.
I made it to the final.
Crazy.
You were just second loser. You were just the second
you
loser.
You were the sixth loser, bro.
You were the best loser.
The sixth loser is crazy.
I was the fifth to leave the house.
The fifth loser is crazy.
Yeah, the fifth to leave the house.
Not even Champions League, bro.
It's calm.
Europa League.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Do you know what I think is the weirdest thing, though? How
Europa League or Conference League? What do you want?
Europa League 5 and 6, I'll take
it. No, I'm being real, but I said it as well in the morning we woke up. I said, We're all winners, bro.
Yeah.
That's it, like,
oh, that's all I wanted to do. They kept asking me in the school. They were like, what would you do with the 10 grand? I was like, I couldn't care about the money. No. I just want to make it to the final,
make
the most out of the experience. But I think the weirdest thing is for me is actually coming out of this, as you just said, and actually having a group of like three really good mates.
Do you know what I mean? It's so weird to me.
Like, I didn't think I'd go in there and come out with my, it's obviously people you socialise with after, you're like, I was in lockdown with him for 2 weeks, but like, we actually genuinely chat on a group chat and like,
met up twice this week.
You know
what a lot of people say to me as well, since I've been out, because obviously if I've got, I've had friends that have been on lockdowns or whatever, and they always talk about, it's always nice at the start because you just got out, so everyone's just going to be talking. But in a couple months, it'll be them ones where like, if it's someone's birthday, if it's like Christmas or something like that. And I, in my head, I was like, yeah, okay, cool. There'll be a time where everyone's busy minding their business, but there'll be periods where just going to be like, yo, let's link up.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, bro, I don't think it's a one and done kind of thing. Like in a month's time, we don't talk again. It's more of a, we will see each other, but everyone's going to be busy at a certain time. But I know for definite, I can ring one of you guys up and be like, what are you guys doing today? And you'll be like, oh yeah, like I'm just chilling. Let's link up sometime this week. Mm. Get something to eat or whatever, whatever, see what people's on.
100%.
And I can definitely see that with us.
It's nice though. What's, to wrap up, I want to know like what's next for everyone. Like what's the plan until whenever? Like obviously you boys do SDS and stuff like that.
For me, literally.
Anything else, more content? Like
that was, you know the question where you said, what's the one thing you wanted to gain out of Locked In or the reason you've come into Locked In? It was literally that. For me, it was literally, don't want to sound like a downer, but like a make or break for me. Because in my head, I looked at it as, I'm in this house for the purpose of content. If I've come out of it going, that was, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't think I could see myself doing content. Then I would have said, you know, I would have hanged my boots up and just carried on what I'm doing. And just do SDS on the side. But by like day eight, day nine, I remember telling you guys, and I think I told someone else, I was like, it's literally opened my eyes and made, has given me the drive that I've been looking for like a year or two to get my shit done and actually do content and film. Because that's the one thing I wanted to take away from it. Like you said, my thing, the biggest thing for me is I didn't want to go in there thinking I want to win. I knew I was never going to win. I just wanted to be myself, let people know for who I am, build a friendship in there because you're spending 2 weeks with them and hopefully not have an idea of what I want to do next. And it's definitely just go into the content world and smash it.
100%.
Yeah, for me, it opened up my eyes on YouTube.
Yeah, so like that's what I said.
I do YouTube and stuff like that, but like I'll post a video and then you won't see me for like 8 months on my own channel. You see me everywhere else, but my own channel. So like, I think since I've come out, I don't know when this is going to come out, but I've like recorded like 3 videos already. In like a week. So I got like
banking them.
I'm banking. So no, like sick. It's opened my eyes on YouTube and obviously I'm with Danny. Danny twitches a lot. So it's opened
just,
my eyes.
I twitch a lot.
no, like he's on Twitch. So
my acoustic brother.
It just opened my eyes to like keep the ball rolling and do a lot more.
I think we're all the same, you know, like I've come out and I've never been this hungry. Like I signed it to him. I was like, let's get some videos done. Like 100. You boys, like get on here. Like obviously, hopefully me and Dan can jump on SDS.
100%, bro.
I just want to like smash it. Do you know what I mean? It should be lit. Like it's coming off the back of it. I've never felt more like, right, let's smash it. Do you know what I mean? Because it's also as well, we all do the same thing, so we can do stuff together. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So we're all going like, oh, we can do content. But obviously, if you like work in an office job, whatever, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, you probably couldn't do it. But we're all in the same space, so let's just create videos together and enjoy it.
I'm on that, bro. 100%.
Yeah, man.
Mr. Owens.
Literally the exact same thing. But like, obviously, I've been doing YouTube for long and I've been like consistent. That's like the main thing I pride myself on is like, I've uploaded like 3 times a day for like 2 years now. But crazy. I want to like, the Locked In's opened my eyes because normally when I'm uploading on YouTube, the comments are like, oh, that's a, you know, good pack, Danny, or
W. Aaron.
Yeah, like awesome. It's just like stuff. And it's like, oh, I like your team, Danny. But then on Locked In, it was like, oh, Danny's actually funny. Like he's not just
such a sound guy.
Nice
not
guy.
Just
fit.
So it's like, oh, people like me for me.
Class. Yeah, and pure
not,
class.
Not for my pack.
What a man. What yeah. a man. So it's like, oh, people like me for me and not because I'm playing FIFA. So I'm like, let's open my eyes. And I'm like, you know, we've recorded football vids. I want to do some more like in real life vids. So just getting myself out there and not tying myself to FIFA, I think, and just enjoying it. Do you know what I mean?
Like, enjoy life, innit, for a bit.
That's it, man. Just enjoy the experience. Don't put too much pressure on yourself and just chill, man. Yeah, just be happy.
That's it. Well, boys, it's been a pleasure to have you on.
Honestly, thank you.
I appreciate all you boys. And guys, if you've enjoyed watching, please like, comment, and subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, rate us 5 stars. It helps massively. That is us for this week, boys. Down that camera, say goodbye.
Yeah!